Welcome to Smart in the City, the Babble podcast where we bring together top actors in the smart city arena, sparking dialogues and interactions around the stakeholders and themes most prevalent for today's citizens and tomorrow's generations. I am your host, Tamlin Shimizu, and I hope you will enjoy this episode and gain knowledge and connections to accelerate the change for a better urban life. Smart in the City is brought to you by Babble Smart Cities. We enable processes from research and strategy development to co-creation and implementation. To learn more about us, please visit the Babble platform at babble-smartcities.eu. So today I'm here at Green Cities, the S Moving event in the beautiful city of Malaga, Spain. So big thank you to FICMA for having us and for giving us the opportunity to speak to so many incredible people. And we're here on a mission, getting stories from Spain out there to a wider audience. So also investment agencies play a very crucial role in cities in attracting the right people and businesses, stimulating economic growth, working together with other stakeholders in the city. So it's absolutely my pleasure to introduce you to Maria Jose. She's the head of operations at Alia, Alicante Investment Agency. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for the invitation.
Yes, it's my pleasure. So we'll jump right into it.
Go ahead.
So I like to start with a little teaser. And today I've selected, so if Alicante were a type of food, what type of food would it be?
Oh, paella.
Paella.
Conejo and caracol paella.
Okay, yes. Very good. She went right for it. No hesitation.
Yes.
Good. Wonderful. So I also like to give our listeners a little intel into who you are. What's your background? What led you here?
Well, what led me here was the love for a city, actually. I love my job. I'm an expat myself, so it's easy to sell the city of Alicante to people who are hesitating where to relocate the company. So basically having a job that you can tell your experience and how welcomed Alicante made me feel when I arrived there and how I can just preach about the fact and all the qualities that Alicante can offer. It's a very nice job. So I think that will be my background.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Honduras.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay. Yeah. And how long have you been in Alicante now?
6 years.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good. I have to visit. I keep on saying that to all the guests because I haven't traveled that much in Spain yet, only for work.
You will understand why Alicante is a good destination, not only to go to the beach, but also to work and have a nice social life.
Yeah, you sold me on it.
Yeah.
Good. So can you tell us a little bit more about how Alia works, what's your role, what's the role and mission in attracting, you know, the investments?
Excellent. So Alia, the Alicante Investment Agency, is recently new. We only have been operating for 1.5 years. It's a local strategy from the city hall, but there's an actual office that we do like customer service, let's say, where we can take all their requests physically in the city hall. So the objective of Alia is to facilitate the arrival of companies, projects, or even digital nomads. Like, we do not discriminate the size of a company, even if you're just one person who's trying to explore where to relocate or business opportunity, we are there for you. And we are also there for multinational companies of thousands of employees. So how do we facilitate this? Basically, we help with the bureaucracy and all those procedures that sometimes can be overwhelming for a foreigner when you go to another country and all the paperwork. So we are there to facilitate that. We also have a team of experts that speak English, which is very helpful in these cases.
Yeah.
We also connect with the local tissue because some companies, they don't know if Alicante is doing something to improve the digital hub, let's say. So we draft a visitor's agenda so they can come to the city, visit, we connect them to entities such as the Scientific Park, Distrito Digital, and other private also networks, so they can see that there is business opportunity that they will have partners, local partners. So basically we put Alicante in a showcase for them so they can see what is there. But we also help with the searching for locations and housing for the employees, and all of these procedures to start a life. That's what we do.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm wanting to move my business to Alicante.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that you tell me to do?
First of all, I would like to meet with you so you can tell me what are your expectations, what are your needs, and what is the type of help that you need. Because maybe we cannot directly help you with many things, but for sure we will connect you with the right people. Let's say we have a network of collaborators that these are private entities such as lawyers or accountants. So we will connect you with the right people because as public admin, we can help you with some things until a certain point, but then maybe you will need some to hire some other services. But we are there to just provide you with all the contacts that you may need. So yeah, basically, if you come to me and say, hey, I think I want to relocate to Alicante, my first thing is, it's what do you need? What mm-hmm. type of help do you need? Who are you? Tell me. Tell me everything about you, because maybe you don't have a specific need, but maybe I can add you some value and tell you, have you considered this? I think this will be a good option. So we have a propositive attitude towards the companies who want to establish.
Yeah, I really love actually working with investment agencies. We've worked with some as we've expanded as a company as well. And it's always been really, really positive.
Yeah.
That they've helped us find good network connections and more. So I want to, because our podcast is really focused around the cities, right?
Yes, of course.
And because a lot of our listeners are coming from city governments. So I want to ask you a lot about like how you're collaborating together with the city. And yeah, how does that work in practicality?
Okay, so for us, it's very important the public-private collaboration. The public initiative cannot survive without the help of the citizens and with the local tissue. So I think this is a teamwork where all of the city will be benefit from this, because let's say if I get to a multinational company to establish themselves in Alicante, this will definitely help the economy, the local economy, and will also help to prepare the city for more companies that size to start coming to Alicante. So I think it's a work with a greater vision of the future. And because all these companies will bring people or hire local talent, okay? So you start a circular economy, they will need to rent apartments, they will need to go to the supermarket, they will start contracting services there. So we have experienced a lot of collaboration and support from private entities and from the citizens in general regarding this. So it's important to be working all together in this.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess I want to ask a little bit more about how the collaboration goes directly with the city government, because it's always a bit, I know some investment agencies struggle a bit with this aspect. And if it's like a big city that is very bureaucratic and they're trying to bring businesses in and the businesses want to maybe talk with the city or, you know, this kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are working directly with proposals with the local government regarding incentives, financial incentives, and also to do priority projects. So what is this priority projects initiative? It's, you know, when you want to establish your business, you need a license to start operating. But sometimes this can take quite a long time to process. So if a company comes directly with us, they have a speed track to get all the permits done in time record. So this is how working directly with the government benefits us. We identify the needs. I was talking with a colleague this morning. Most of the companies who are coming are tech, based in tech and innovative solutions. So we're trying to work in a package of incentives for this type of companies to these sectors. And the help that we are giving with these priority projects is brutal, because the first thing that a company says, I'm afraid of the timing that it takes in Spain in general to get a local permit to start operating. Can you help me with this? Yes, because if you do it with us, we do all the paperwork and it's completely in very fast.
I will give anything for someone to do all my paperwork.
Yeah. So yeah. That's like my biggest hatred in life, yes. I would say.
Especially like also because of the language barrier.
Yeah.
I have been in several occasions that I have to go meet personally with the representative of the company to do a procedure that maybe it has to be, you know, the representative of the company that has to go. I go with them because sometimes we face a situation that the public servants in the local government do not speak English. So this is how personalized our attention is with the companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've experienced that in Spain too, a little bit. So
the language barrier can be quite limiting sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I also want to ask you. You mentioned the innovative and digital companies.
Yes.
That you're placing a big focus on that, which makes a lot of sense. I'm wondering if you've seen any trends with types of companies that have been coming, or which types of companies you think are, I guess, have the most impact on the innovative sphere of Alicante.
Yeah. It will be all the companies that we have, let's say, helped, 98% of them are tech-based, mostly in software developers. And something very curious happens because when you ask them, why Alicante? This is my typical question. And they say, because all of my employees wants to work in a place that offers quality of life. Since they have to be sitting all day long in the computer, at least they want to have sea views or live in a middle-sized city that will provide them with a nice and friendly social environment. So I think that right now the tech companies are coming to Alicante, not because there's a specific hub created at the moment, we are aiming to create that, but it's the quality of life for the employees. Mm-hmm. That they are focusing on, because these companies are coming from Norway, from Switzerland, or from Sweden, from Germany. And basically they're coming to Alicante because of the pricing of the life, you know, the apartments, the food, but also because of the weather. So these are the main...
They're like, I'm tired of winter.
Yes, so we're going to Alicante. So yeah, this will be my answer.
Yeah, that's great. I'm wondering if you can, I don't know, speak to a certain event or initiative that Alia has organized to kind of promote investment in Alicante.
Oh, yes, actually, a very good question. We organized this event. It was on June. It was the Alicante Investment Summit, where 45 companies were a benefit, because we invited investment funds from all over the world, and they came to meet with these companies, local companies or companies that were established already in Alicante, so they can access to more capital, so they can expand. So I think this was a very nice initiative to promote the growth of what it's already in the city. So this has been a very interesting initiative. We also, as the Alicante Investment Agency, we go out to trade fairs to represent the city of Alicante.
Yeah, very good example. I'm also wondering a little bit about, I guess, the biggest challenges that you see emerging. So like for cities or for Alicante, to be specific.
Yes, yeah. Industrial soil for us. We were discussing it yesterday in some panel here, that we're lacking space. We have a lot of requests of companies, industrial companies who would like to establish, but we don't have enough industrial soil. So there's a specialized team working in this in the city hall to expand and to look for a way to make space for more companies to come to the city.
So
this will be the main challenge that we see.
So also another I guess case for inviting more, I guess, less in big industry but more maybe smaller innovative
exactly.
companies.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, really interesting. I want to, we've talked a lot about all the amazing work that you're doing, but I always like to also ask, like, what went wrong? I don't know. It all sounds amazing. Alicante sounds amazing. Of course it is. I'm sure it is. But I always like to ask, like, what went wrong and what were the lessons learned?
The lessons learned this 1 year and a half, at mm-hmm. least being Alia, is that, you know, we started this project and we started with a portfolio of services. And we started seeing that among the road, you know, a lot of different needs have come into our attention that we have been adding into a portfolio because we didn't know, you know, when you start a project, you don't know what's going to happen. You start with this idea, but during all the road, you have to be modifying and adding more things. So I wouldn't say that something has gone wrong. I just have seen opportunities to improvement and yeah. to give a better service.
Yeah.
Let's say begin. And especially because most of them are looking for incentives and economical help. Mm-hmm. And we are working on that to transmit to the politicians what are the requests of these companies, what do they actually need. You know, it's good that we are helping them with all the paperwork, with all the procedures and introducing them to the ecosystem. But they also need help, mm-hmm. economic help. So we are working in improving this.
Yeah. Are you also working with like the nearby towns and villages or are you just focused on the city center?
In the municipality level, yeah, yeah, only in the city. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Now I would like to give a little bit of time. I don't know if we touched on everything that you wanted to talk about, but I always like to give the open floor. So if you're really passionate about something that you want the listeners to know, now would be the time.
Well, I will say that even if you come to Alicante, if you have visited Alicante before, there's so much more of what you see. I know that you have been probably partying or in the beach or enjoying a nice sangria and paella. And I'm pretty sure you haven't been able to look deeply because you were on vacation. But I just want to let you know that there is way more than what you see. There is a lot of work being done. There's companies that are already established in these specific centers that the city is developing. So try to think about Alicante not only as a summer destination, but also as a destination that you can work, establish your company and have quality of life, which is very, very important to live your life, you know?
Yeah, I actually want to ask one more question. I know yeah. open floor is supposed to be the last of the interview, but I actually came, I want to bring another question to the table because yeah. obviously with what we're talking a lot about is climate change right now.
Of course.
In the smart city world, smart and climate neutral cities, we like to coincide these things. Are you seeing a lot of, or are you trying to specifically attract companies that are focused on developing climate solutions? And also what is... what are the kind of goals of Alicante in that regard?
Excellent question. Actually, yes. Whenever we have a request of a company that we identify that it's giving a solution for a problem and has in their best interest to be sustainable, we immediately give a high priority, but we also involve other entities mm-hmm. to help this. Let's say other governmental offices to be involved so they can see that Alicante is aligned to the same objectives, and then they will receive a lot of support if they come to Alicante. So answering your question, yes, the government, the local government and the national government of Spain is working towards, well, you know, this European Green Deal. So we are all aligned in trying to make Alicante a green city, a sustainable city. So yes, we try to get involved as much as possible, all the entities, when a company such as that provides this sustainability, when they come to Alicante, we try to give as much support as possible. So, yes.
Yeah, sounds good. So with that, we can move on to our fun segment.
Okay.
And the one I chose for you is my favorite segment. Okay. So it's your lucky day. No, but it's a segment called Roll with the Punches.
Roll with the Punches. Answer this or that questions quickly and with your first instincts.
Okay.
So we just go through it very quickly. You just answer which one you like. Okay. And then at the end, you can kind of explain if you need. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Pen and paper or digital notes?
pen and paper.
Historic old town of Alicante or Tabarca Island?
Tabarca Island.
High tech hub or sustainable startup scene?
Sustainable startup scene, yeah.
Unicorn hunting or niche market hunting?
Unicorn.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
There we go.
Yeah, in my soul, I said it, coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. I heard that. Good. Do you want to explain any of your answers?
Sure. The first one, paper, because I'm very old-fashioned. I know maybe it's not so sustainable. But what about if my device, it's ran out of battery?
That's a fear you have, yes, the battery like running out.
That's the anxiety, you know? So when it... to take notes and to at least write my task, my daily task, I really, really prefer paper because you don't know if your device will be working, and I just rather use paper.
Sounds good. You had some ones about unicorn startup scene.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain those?
Yes, because I believe in supporting the small and startup companies. I think it's very important to give this support to these people that really needs them. So that's what I think.
Yeah, sounds good. And coffee all the way. Yes. No tea
No tea. Only coffee. Okay. The first thing in the morning, it's coffee. If not, I'm not a human being.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah. Okay, so then we're in our final question. And it's a question that we ask every single guest because it's really interesting to hear the perspectives. Yeah. And there's no right answer.
Okay.
It's to you, what is a smart city?
A smart city is a city of the future and a city who utilizes technology for a better world.
Very frankly and shortly put. I love it. Yeah. So good. It sounds like you've talked about that before. So.
Yeah.
No, I my answer changes by the day also. By the day,
yeah,
I talk about it a lot.
Yeah,
but.
We also get to hear lots of opinions of people.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, we're on, you know, I don't know, 50 episodes or something if you include all of our little series or something. Yeah. So I've heard a lot of different answers.
Good.
So with that, I just have to say thank you so much for coming on. And it's really been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely day.
You too. And to all of our listeners, don't forget you can always create a free account on babel-smartcities.eu. You can find out more about smart city projects, solutions, implementations, and more. So thank you very much. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you at the next stop on the journey to a better urban life.